live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise.
Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones on a Sunday. The crew did a great job today getting this broadcast ready, a short staff crew, and we are still live on a Sunday in the big studio. And I'm feeling extra patriotic today. I have my American flag tie on with my American flag lapel. I've got the classic blue jacket on. We've got the red, white, and blue in the background flowing. And that's because we're leading off today's broadcast with the good news. Rasmussen polls reports Americans are happier than they have been in years. And a follow-up story from the Washington Examiner. Americans have never felt better, 74% very happy. A new Rasmussen report survey said that 74% of adults rate the life as good or excellent, the highest level of satisfaction ever recorded by the pollster. How do you like that? Ever recorded. So according to this poll, Americans are happier than ever before. Isn't that incredible? Now, I'm glad that Alex leaves this little ditty here lying at the desk, because I have a feeling that on this Sunday, July 23rd, I wouldn't be reading this headline if this headline were true. If this headline from Newsweek, Madam President, was true from November 9th, I wouldn't be reading you this headline from July 20th, Americans have never felt better. So you see how that works, folks? Because this scathing, wicked witch of the West, who still won't go away, this wretched creature, you got her husband popping up on boats with Pierce Brosnan now, looks like death warmed over. In fact, looks like death, not even warmed over anymore. But they're in the past. That's the beauty of it. They are in the past, and no matter what you think about Trump, Trump is trying to make America surge again. And the momentum and the patriotism behind him are real. And that is why this Rasmussen poll indicates Americans are happier than ever before. Now, it's resonating in other parts of life as well. Food stamp use falls to lowest level in 7 years. That is from Breitbart. Participation in the food stamp program took a dive to the lowest level it has been in 7 years, according to new data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Wow, how do you like that? You don't have to rely on the government for your daily meal. You don't have to rely on the government for ends meet, and you end up happier. Shocking. Shocking. We've got some clips from Chuck Schumer. Oh, by the way, here's another news story. This is from Grabian. As gas prices fall to a 12-year low, so there's the story to just add on to everything else here. Gas prices have just hit a 12-year low. We'll get the exact numbers. But despite that, you have Chuck Schumer who says that gas prices will never go down. The pastrami sandwich salesman who you would never buy a pastrami sandwich from. The nationwide price for gas closed the week of July 17th at $2.39 a gallon, down from $2.47 a gallon when Trump took office. So in 7 months, the gas prices have gone down 8 cents a gallon. I suppose that's on average. Over the July 4th holiday weekend, gas prices were at their lowest point since 2005. So that's what they're indicating, lowest in the last 12 years. And this is crippling Russia's oil industry and gas market. But oh my gosh, Trump is a Russian agent. Can you believe this madman? Look at these headlines. Americans, they need less food stamps than ever before. Less Americans on food stamps. Gas prices, 12-year low. Americans happier than ever before, according to Rasmussen. Thanks, Russia. Thank you, Russia. Boy, I'm so glad that Russia got Trump in instead of Hillary, so I can come on air today with my American flag tie on and say I'm better than I've ever felt before. Thank you, Russia. Now more from Chuck Schumer, the fake American.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So we've covered the good news today. Americans are happier than they've ever been before. That's according to a Rasmussen poll. We have nothing but Russia to thank for that. You can just ask Chuck Schumer himself. Food stamp usage, the lowest in 7 years. Gas prices, the lowest in 12 years. That's some of the stuff we've covered. More stuff to cover. A bunch of dead bodies have been found in a tractor trailer at a San Antonio Walmart. The San Antonio Police Chief William McManus has said, "We are looking at this as a human trafficking issue, so we'll be sure to keep you posted on that." There's been some interesting coverage of that as well that we'll mention. Joseph Rago, Wall Street Journal editor, dies at 34. Now, this is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. You didn't hear too much about the unexpected death of Joseph Rago. The last story he wrote for the Washington Post, I want to get the right headline here, the Obamacare Republicans, it was July 18th, Senate Republicans killed their own health care bill on Monday evening, and it goes on and on. So he was covering Obamacare. He was very critical of Obamacare, and he's dead. I'm not sure if there's anything to be suspicious of there. Just like there's nothing to be suspicious of with Peter Smith, Klaus Eberwein, Sean Lucas, Barrington Wisenant, Seth Rich, Monica Peterson, John Ash. This is just about the last year and a half. I'm just going off memory here. Did I forget any guys? Any names I forgot? DNC fraud lawsuit, Clinton body count. I think I covered them all. But nothing suspicious about that. These people just dying week in and week out. We'll also keep you posted on anything developing in the tractor trailer with the humans found on it. We've got some other stories as well. Hungarian PM, Soros EU trying to establish a Muslimized Europe. We'll talk about that. And then there was some other weird news too. I think it was the Dilyana files. Am I saying that right, Zach? The Dilyana files with John McCain implicated. So we'll look into that and this purple shovel program that I'd never heard of until today. So all kinds of weird stuff. And most of America has no clue about any of this. But that's fine because this is Trump's America now. We are winning and Americans are happier than they've ever been before. But let's go to Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer, he's not one of those Americans. Chuck Schumer might be more miserable than he's ever been before, actually, to be honest. And he was on the air with Stephanopoulos trying to talk about how it's Democrats that are going to fill the vacuum that Trump left. The vacuum that Trump left, which really doesn't make sense if you try to put that into context. He's been in office for 7 months now, so I don't know how he's leaving vacuums. But this is Chuck Schumer trying to reason his way around thinking Trump is bad.
Why don't Americans know where the Democrats stand for it, and is that your fault?
Well, it is in part our fault. When you lose an election,
we asked if it's your fault.
Someone who has, say, 40% popularity, you look in the mirror and say, what did we do wrong? And the number one thing that we did wrong is we didn't
Can we pause that? See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what people like Chuck Schumer do. They just go on there and then they just say that as if it's a matter of fact. Well, this is a president that, you know, he only had 40% approval rate. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Rigged polls again? Rigged polls, Chuck Schumer? I just highly doubt that President Trump's approval rating is really only 40% right now. But he just puts that out there like, see, Americans just hate this president. Americans just hate Trump. That's just a matter of fact. No, that's not a matter of fact. Keep rolling, Chuck Schumer.
And the number one thing that we did wrong is we didn't tell people what we stood for. Even today, as your polls, they know
you don't stand for anything.
They like that, but they want to know, what do you stand for? So tomorrow, Democrats will unveil our economic agenda.
Oh,
it's called a better deal. It has three components. We're going to raise people's wages and create better paying jobs.
Yeah.
We're going to cut down on their everyday expenses they have to pay.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to give them the tools they need to compete in the 21st century. So simply put, what do Democrats stand for? a better deal for working families, higher wages, less costs.
Like in Illinois, California? Is that where everyone's moving to Texas?
Of that time, what took so long and why didn't it happen during the campaign?
Well, I don't know why it didn't happen in the campaign. We all take blame, not any one person, but now we have spent a lot of time working on this, and it's going to really impress the American people. It is not going to be left or right. It is going to be totally focused on working people who realize, believe correctly, that the system is rigged against them and not
helping them. See, here's Chuck Schumer. Hold it for a second. Here's Chuck Schumer playing the typical liberal, the typical Democrat approach. We're going to help you. We're going to be here for you. You need higher wages. We're going to take care of it. You need more money. You need food. You need. You are a victim. You are in need. Didn't you know it? Don't you know it? I'm Chuck Schumer. You need a dirty pastrami sandwich. I'm Chuck Schumer. So he's telling you, you're in need. You need this. You're a victim. You've been scrutinized. You've been victimized. I'll help. We'll help. The Democrats will help. The government will help. No. No, Chuck Schumer. The government has got us here. But you know that. You're a dirty dealer. Go ahead and roll on with Chuck. Up, Chuck.
Ask, well, are you going to appeal to the Obama coalition, you know, young people, LGBT, people of color, or the
identity politics,
Democrats who voted for Trump, blue collar voters. This will appeal to both.
But I have a different
idea. It will unify the Democratic Party because we are united on economic issues and a bold, sharp edged message.
Hold on right there. What economic issues is he talking about here? Is he talking about the economic issues of the $20 trillion in debt this country's under? The deficit spending? I'm sorry, what is he exactly talking about? Because these were all prevalent during the Obama administration more than ever. So he's sitting here saying, we need to resonate with the people that supported Obama, the Obama people. We need to get behind our economic plan here. What economic plan? To put us into more debt? The economic plan that has California teetering on collapse, Illinois teetering on collapse? That economic plan? The economic plan to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on special elections and then go over? That economic plan? How about the economic plan for Hillary Clinton's campaign? Did that work out for you? No, they have no economic plan. They have no deal. They have nothing. All they have is Trump bad. You're a victim. Trump is bad. That's all they have. Let's see if Chuck Schumer has anything else in this clip.
Message, platform, policy that talks about working people and how the system is rigged against them.
There you are. You're a victim.
This is the first time we're going to have it, and our party's going to be unified.
We've had a problem, as you know, we've had a problem with wage stagnation. You talk about better wages. We had a problem with wage stagnation for the last 40 years. What can any piece of legislation do about that?
Well, we have researched this thoroughly and talked to all different kinds of people, and there are lots of things that we can do. And let me just say one more thing about this. You know, Donald Trump campaigned sort of on this. He was a populist. He campaigned against the establishment. As soon as he got into office, he embraced the Koch brother hard right and abandoned his plans to clean up Wall Street, to drain the swamp, to be tough on trade.
Well, you'll be out of there soon, so calm down.
In a way that's really
and he's definitely been tough on trade.
American people.
What are you going to?
This guy, look, the Democrats keep using this whole thing. They want to tell you that they're going to provide you a $15 an hour minimum wage. There was a story, it may have been my hometown of St. Louis, guys. Look this up. It might have been in Baltimore, actually. Maybe it was Baltimore. There was some mayor, some councilwoman, and they had the whole thing proposed. They were about to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour. They had the votes. They had the bill. And then they had to retract it because they realized that no one could afford to pay you anymore. So here were all these Democrats. Here were all of these liberals, all pumped up, all fired up. They were going to get the minimum wage bill up. And then they actually looked at the logistics, broke it down economically, talked to the local business people and realized, this isn't going to work. Nobody can afford to pay you $15 an hour. And we don't have the robot workers quite in yet. So we can't just bring the robot workers in yet to replace you. That's another 10 years away. Yeah, there it is in Baltimore. So this is the same person that passed the bill to raise the minimum wage, vetoed it. Mayor Catherine Pugh. I'm telling you, folks, these people have no plan. We'll be right back with more of Up Chuck Schumer.
found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
How absurd is it for us to love America here at Infowars.com? I can't believe we love America. Can't believe we're patriots. I can't believe we like Trump. I can't believe we want America to remain a sovereign nation. I mean, how dare us? I mean, you've seen him on the news, folks. How dare we want to sell our own products? So, I mean, I'm going to, even though Rachel Maddow said it's bad, I'm going to go ahead and let you know, folks, we now have another new product. That is, I mean, it's unbelievable that we want to bring you healthy products, that we want to fill your home with all natural deodorants and soaps and sunscreens and bug sprays and water filters and all that stuff. I mean, I can't believe that that patriots would want to fund one another and then help one another out and give them good products at InfoWarsStore.com. But we've decided to give you another product. You wanted the whey protein, so we decided that we were going to give you the whey protein. Get the new true whey protein. And not only do we bring you new products, we bring you new products and we bring it with 25% off. So 25% off. The introduction of the True Whey Protein Ultimate Protein Pack is the 25% off Caveman and True Whey Protein if you want to do the protein pack. But folks, you're going to love this new whey protein. I know a lot of people that do whey protein. It's a very popular product. I'm obviously going to be switching to the True Whey Protein at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a grass-fed whey protein. And it's got 9 essential amino acids that your body needs that can't produce itself. So, and I got to tell you, we've actually had bottles of this floating around the office. We've been shooting ads. Alex has been shooting some ads telling you about this new protein, folks. It is, honestly, I don't like vanilla proteins. I maybe got one vanilla protein in my entire life, didn't like it. I've been chocolate ever since. This is the best tasting vanilla anything I've ever tasted, better than any ice cream, even if you got 2 scoops. If you get 2 scoops of True Whey vanilla protein, it's better than 2 scoops of any Covfefe ice cream that you've ever had. But I'm telling you, the protein, all natural, grass-fed, and the flavor is the best tasting, probably protein in general, but definitely the best tasting vanilla protein I've ever had. So try out True Whey Protein at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 25% off retail. And don't forget the Ultimate Protein Pack, 25% off Caveman and True Whey Protein combined. Can tell you, folks, a lot of you out there use whey protein. A lot of people that are into exercising and working out, lifting weights, you do the protein after your workout. Now you've got a source, InfoWarsStore.com, to get an all-natural protein and support this broadcast. So check that out, and you will be a return customer. I guarantee it. Can't wait to see those 5-star reviews coming in. All right, well, we were given Chuck Schumer the business before we went to the last break. Let's finish up with this Chuck Schumer clip from, what show is this? Was he on George Step on All of Us? Okay, so this is Up Chuck Schumer on George Step on All of Us. Let's go ahead and finish this clip.
We are going to propose tomorrow. We've already proposed a few things. $1 trillion infrastructure plan. Trump, I don't know where he is on infrastructure, but we're willing to work with him on that.
He's clueless.
We've proposed already a $15 minimum wage. Trump won't go for that. We've proposed a child care, a family leave proposal that works well. Here's what we're going to propose tomorrow. Number one, we're going to go after the drug companies. We will
create
a special
listen to this
office that will just go after these drug companies when they raise prices so egregiously and people can't afford these drugs.
All right, pause it right there. Wow. Chuck Schumer wants to go after drug companies that raise the prices astronomically. What else is going on in the medical industry right now where prices are being raised astronomically? Oh, that's right. Obamacare, premium skyrocketing, deductibles skyrocketing, monthly rates skyrocketing. Oh, but Chuck Schumer wants to make sure that the drug companies aren't skyrocketing their prices. I mean, this is so hypocritical. This is so the pot calling the kettle black that it makes you nauseous that there's even a human being that would get up and lie to you and be such a fraud like this. So again, Obamacare premiums skyrocketing. You know, just nobody can afford it anymore. But here's Chuck Schumer. He's going to do something about the drug companies raising their prices. Wait a second, Upchuck. I thought that that was what Obamacare was for. I guess Obamacare failed again. Oh, and you notice that Chuck Schumer has no problem with the opioid epidemic. Doesn't mention that. He's going to go after the big drug companies because they're rising prices, but ignore all of the deaths that are associated with that. That's just fine. Let's go back to Upchuck.
And people can't afford these drugs. We're going to change the way companies can merge. We have these huge companies buying up other
gets
big
richer.
Companies. It hurts workers and it hurts prices. The old Adam Smith idea of competition, it's gone. So people hate it when their cable bills go up, their airline fees. They know that gas prices.
But again, Obamacare is skyrocketing. Hold him right there. So again, he's sitting here complaining about prices going up. Again, he's saying he's going to get involved. We're going to get the government involved. We're going to stop these rising prices. Doesn't mention Obamacare. This guy's on the Hill every day defending Obamacare. And then he goes on George Step on All of Us on ABC and says, I'm going to stop the prices on the drugs from getting too big. We're going to stop big companies from buying one another and then making the prices too big on your energy bill, or your electricity bill, your cable bill, and all this. Meanwhile, the Democrats made unaffordable health care, and they want to kill the coal industry that keeps energy affordable. Trump has got the gas to the lowest price in 12 years that's hurting the Russia. This guy's up here complaining. Go back to Upchuck.
The domestic price goes, when the price for oil goes up on the markets, it goes right up, but it never goes down. How the heck did we let
never
Exxon
goes
and
down
Noble merge? And
that was Democrats. Inflation.
So we're going to go after
go ahead and pause it right there. Again, though. No mention of Amazon buying out everything and then having a deal with the United States Postal Service. No mention of Google and Alphabet and those big services buying up everything. No mention of the six industries or the six companies that own all the media. No. Schumer has no problem with that. But then he tells you that gas prices never go down, even though they're the lowest they've been in 12 years. Go back to Upchuck Schumer.
So we're going to go after that, and that will help the average person lower their costs. And finally, we're going to have tomorrow a very novel idea of how to create 10 million jobs. There are 10 million Americans looking for good-paying jobs. We're going to show them how to find them. And that's just the beginning. Week after week, month after month, we're going to roll out specific pieces here that are quite different than the Democratic Party you heard in the past. We were too cautious. We were too namby-pamby. This is sharp.
Namby-pamby? Mamby-pamby? Hold on right there. You want to talk about mamby-pamby? Mamby-pamby is looking to the government or looking at Chuck Schumer for a job. Looking at the government, looking at Chuck Schumer. Please give me more money. Please make the bad Trump break up the big businesses. Make the bad Trump raise the minimum wage. Please make the bad Trump go after the drug companies. Please, it's the bad Trump. Please help me. Help me. No, you know what the answer is? Help your damn self. This is America. Upchuck Schumer's telling you you're a victim. You can't do it. We're going to help you. I'm Chuck Schumer. I'm going to be the guy. This guy's the dirtiest, crookedest, nastiest politician on the face of the earth. You wouldn't buy a pastrami sandwich from him if he was a deliman. Disgusting people. We'll be right back on The Alex Jones Show. Upchuck Schumer wants to be your daddy.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk to you today about the basic survival, not just of Western society, but of the family and the human community itself. The technocrats, as the world's ruling elite call themselves, are incredibly selfish people. And they admit that they have a plan to balkanize nations and turn peoples against each other so they can be easily ruled via divide and conquer. But first, the nation state itself must be taken over by private corporate combines, and foreign groups then need to be brought in who are clothed and fed and brainwashed by the state to be destabilization forces. Now, this is not my opinion. On screen is an article from 2012 from the BBC that's promoting world government via open borders. And it says the EU should undermine national homogeneity, says UN migration chief, should open the borders to Africa and to the Middle East to then bring in the groups who are not from free countries to force Europeans to then adopt systems that will not, quote, upset the Islamicist and others. And examples of this are in Germany, they tell women don't wear short skirts. It'll make the Muslims mad. They're starting to not have outdoor Oktoberfest because the Muslims will attack people drinking beer. The Muslims are attacking people walking dogs, saying they're unclean. And now in schools in the U.S., but also in Europe and places in Austria, they're banning pork in school lunches because Muslims are upset about it. Well, Orthodox Jews don't eat pork, but they don't then demand that the schools don't serve it. This is all about total and complete control. They're bringing in groups like Orthodox radical Muslims who won't even get along with each other in their own countries and have constant civil war. They are so cult-like, and they admit that they're going to make Europe, the United States, Australia adopt authoritarian codes to, quote, accommodate the Muslims. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how we're being culturally conquered. First, they get us to be open to the gays, and then, you know, to be open to this group or that group. And then next, they're saying we're going to teach your children about how to have sex when they're 5 years old and how to masturbate in schools. But we're going to bring in Muslims that throw gay people off buildings, and you're going to submit to them as well. But you're not going to give out Christmas cards, as we've seen cases around the country, at Christmas at school because of separation of church and state. Separation of church and state, ladies and gentlemen, says that the government can't have an official religion. It doesn't mean you can't hand out Christmas cards. But only Christians, libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, free market folks, a very diverse group, only we have to give up our speech and shut up. Well, here's a new article today that David Knight and Owen Shore are going to be breaking down a little bit later here on the live transmission from WorldNet Daily, simply pointing out a UN document from 2000 telling folks, oh, we need to bring in the folks from Africa. We need to bring in the Muslims. Then they pay, the UN does, along with Peter Sutherland, the UN, George Soros with our tax money, to bring the people 100 miles off the coast of international waters. Then the EU Navy comes and, quote, rescues them and brings them in to be resettled. And Italian homeowners and hotel owners are being thrown out. Their guests are being thrown out. And the Islamicist, 80%+ military age men being brought in, are then put on welfare. This is the idea. This is the program. And they say it is to, quote, replace Europeans. Then they teach in the news that white people are fundamentally evil and fundamentally bad and need to be gotten rid of, and that white genocide is now taught in colleges. So again, the race-based Hitlerian plan, whether it's carried out by whites or carried out by others, is always very attractive. You read the Bible, different tribes are always exterminating each other. But the big mega banks are coming in with the 7 billion plus people, it'll be 9 billion in just a few years in the third world, and using them as weapons against the West after the globalists have already exploited the continent of Africa, exploited other areas. But they're not bringing in people in ultra massive numbers from, say, Brazil or other areas that have more libertarian or conservative backgrounds. They're bringing people in out of savage Muslim countries where women are kept as animals. Failed states like Somalia and Sudan. So to counter this, I am announcing a $20,000 contest, because the media made fun of the video that I put out a few months ago, and Super Deluxe turned it into a video that had 20 million views in the last week, where I sung about how they basically cover up. There's a massive cover up when Islamicists in Europe rape, bomb, shoot, stab, run people over with cars. And so I basically made a joke and said, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Because when somebody screams Allah Akbar and stabs people, whether it's in San Francisco, whether it's in Minneapolis, St. Paul, or whether it's in New York City, or somebody shoots a cop in the back of the head yelling Allah Akbar, national media won't report it. So we're going to expose the type of immigrants, the type of invaders, the types that are being brought in, Now, to be clear, you can't go to Sudan, you can't go to Somalia, you can't go to Saudi Arabia and be a Christian, you can't be a woman and not wear a burqa over your head, you can't be a woman and drive a car or go shopping without your male controller, you can't be gay without being murdered. So standing up against these human rights abuses and standing up against this anti-Western tyranny, so to counter this sinister move by global government forces to crush what's left of the last few free nations that exist using huge third world hordes of Islamicists that have already been exploited and stirred up by the globalists, we're launching an epic contest where you can add news clips, your own commentary into remixes. I don't care. The more creative, the better. But work into it the song that Time Warner and Super Deluxe thought would be so damaging to us in this meme war, and expose the fact that the UN and others are pushing this massive agenda for us to have big open hearts and open ourselves up to more than just the 10 million Islamicists that have already gone into Europe the last few years. Again, 80% of them military age men. So InfoWars is announcing this anti-globalist, anti-open border contest. There are three prizes. Let's go over them. Wait till the globalists and all their minions, using our taxpayer money to propagandize our own destruction, face the power of the people resisting through information warfare, through truth. $10,000 is the main prize. Best cover. Again, mix in clips, mix in remixes, mix in news, expose the globalist pedophile rings, expose the radical Islamic invasion, expose the whole UN program, mix it all together with the music performed by you or your band, $10,000. We just had a $20,000 winner in the CNN meme contest last week. Filmed from the best location, $5,000. And filmed with best audience participation, $5,000. That's three different winners. But so many people that entered the last meme contest, more than 8,000, didn't upload it to Facebook, Google, or Twitter. It's got to be uploaded to Facebook, YouTube, or to Twitter Periscope. George Soros, Peter Sutherland, all of them admittedly are behind this plan. They're totally dastardly. They want to bring down the West. They want to bring down the third world. They want total degradation. They want city-states of ultra-rich, everybody poor. Obama told Africans they can't have cars or air conditioning. You know, they've got to come here. This is the plan to make us all poor, but a tiny elite. It's totally dastardly. So, again, it's multifaceted. Expose globalism, expose the ultra-rich, expose, you know, the Vatican and all the pedophilia, expose the Clintons and Jerry Epstein, expose Wiener, expose all their corruption, expose the open borders, expose the master plan, expose how they cover up for Islamic terror and attacks and enslavement. And everybody that enters wins by spreading the word. They want to censor. They want to shut us up. They want to shut you up. We're going to the next level. This is going to be exciting. I can't wait to see all your entries. I'm Alex Jones, counting on you, because this is the Info War. And in the Info War, you are the resistance. You are the power. You are the force that can destroy these globalist parasites.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones here today on a Sunday from the big studio. Great job by the crew getting us all set up and going in here despite being short-staffed. Infowars.com, folks, another new product for you at InfowarsStore.com. We have now added True Whey Protein to our great line of products at InfowarsStore.com. We're trying to bring you products that we know you love, that we know you use, and then we try to bring you the best high-quality version of that product, and that is exactly what the InfoWarsStore.com True Whey Protein is, and it comes to you at a starter at 25% off. True Whey Protein, the best vanilla tasting protein I've ever tasted in my life. And that is saying a lot, especially coming from a guy who really doesn't enjoy vanilla flavoring. I was really shocked when I actually enjoyed this protein. Another thing about it, you can see actually if you're watching the ad, it's the only protein I enjoy with water too. I've never had a protein that I enjoy with just water. I usually mix it with milk or something else in there. So this is really an incredible product that we're bringing to you at InfoWarsStore.com. True Whey Protein, great with water, great vanilla flavoring. And we've also got the Ultimate Protein Pack, 25% off Caveman combined with the new True Whey Protein. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, take advantage of those specials and all the specials that we have running right now. We're going to give out the phone number because we're going to take your calls in the second hour. So whatever you'd like to call in on, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. Anything you'd like to call about. This was a story that, now where is it here? Here we go. First of all, this is just a nice little ditty. We'll just go ahead and mention this little ditty for you from RT. Handy way to pay. U.S. firm plans to fit employees with microchip implants. A U.S. vending business is entering a new era of convenience by implanting microchips in employees that will allow them to access to basic workplace amenities. Of course, where is this going on? Liberal Wisconsin. Got to love that. So, folks, I'll tell you, you'll never see me getting a microchip implanted in me to buy something. Okay? I'll go ahead with straight cash, homie. I'll be just fine. No thanks on your microchip. But they're going to try to make it. See, they're going to start making people put these into their bodies to get into doors for security reasons or health reasons. They'll come up with a dozen different ways to mark you with the beast. But here's the story that I really wanted to break down, because this is so key to me. And from someone that actually has to deal with this on the front lines, it's like the Bon Iver cover of Alex Jones when he's like, I deal with these people. I face these scum. Well, yeah. And then Alex sends me out to face these scum too. And they're getting paid. Paid protesters. It reaches a new level. From Breitbart, Fight for the Future offers $15,000 for full-time anti-Trump activists. Have you ever heard of such a thing? It's not a protest when you're getting paid to do it. It's not a redress of grievances with the government when you're on salary. No, that's that. Now that's your job. Here's a quote. Terrified about Trump? Quit your job. Start an A-team. We might just fund it. Terrified about Trump. I mean, just look at this propaganda from the very beginning, folks. This is why this angers me so much, because this is so targeted at the youth. This is such an attempt to brainwash the youth that it really sickens me. Terrified about Trump? As if there's some reason to be terrified about Trump. The only reason I could think of you being terrified about Trump is if you're some sicko pedophile in D.C. or maybe you're an illegal citizen here, raping people, murdering people. Then, yeah, you might be terrified of Donald Trump. Maybe you're a corrupt politician. Then maybe Trump terrifies you. But they're acting like you, the average American, the average citizen. You should be terrified about Trump. In fact, not that you should be. In fact, you are. You are terrified about Trump. And it's not because the mainstream media has been lying about him for over a year, going on 2 years plus now. And so they blame Trump because the media lies about him all day long. So there you go. So that's just one element of their propaganda. Then it goes on. Quit your job. Quit your job. Quit your job. Quit your job, folks. Just quit your job, pick up a street sign, and chant in the streets. So Fight for the Future's A-Team's project page is now going to offer as much as $15,000 for the first month to political activism teams to fight a wide range of social and political issues listed on the website, including healthcare, Affordable Care Act, climate, Immigration, the wall, corruption, racism, fascism, police, prisons. So they tell you that you're terrified about Trump. Why? Because of health care. Their first reason, the Affordable Care Act. So it doesn't matter that Obamacare's failing. It doesn't matter that you don't have as many options as you used to have. Some counties where you only have one option, it's monopoly care. Some counties where you might not have any options now. It doesn't matter that premiums are skyrocketing, deductibles skyrocketing, and options being limited. So prices going up. That's how monopolies work. You're scared of Trump. You see, you're scared of Trump because he's going after that health care bill that's so great that they lied to you about. Climate. And so they always... See, they have these little buzzwords. This is how they brainwash you. They lie to you about climate change. They lie to you about the Affordable Care Act. They lie to you about immigration. They lie to you about racism. They lie to you about everything. Then when somebody comes along like Trump or Alex Jones, or it could be anyone, when someone comes along and tells you the truth, when someone has the nerve to actually tell you the truth, to stand up in a world of lies, a world of deceit, and tell you the truth, you must be terrified. You have to quit your job. You have to start the A-team. And we will fund it. So it's not a protest when it's your job. You're not terrified about Trump when you've been lied to about him. And we've already seen these people that are going to sign up for this type of crap. And it will equal nothing. And just like every other time when I hit the streets and I ask these Trump protesters what they're out here doing, why they don't like Trump, what he said that's racist, what he's done that's misogynist, what do they know about the Paris Climate Accord? What do you know about healthcare? What do you actually know about any of this stuff? They have nothing. And they will continue to have nothing, except now they might have a couple thousand bucks to play around with. And it just goes on. It tells them how they can organize. It tells them that they need to hook up with people that are like-minded and go out and be active and do all this. And they have enough brainwashed Stockholm Syndrome victims, thanks to liberal education, liberal media, that they will actually get people to sign up and go out on the streets and do all of it. And George Soros is the man behind the curtain, as usual. So think about this. You've got Democrats spending hundreds of millions of dollars on failed elections, not just Hillary Clinton, but in the special elections, going all out. So now you've got the DNC. This is from the Daily Caller. DNC finished last month, $3.3 million in debt. The Democratic National Committee is struggling to win elections, and now it's $3.3 million in debt. The DNC raised just $5.5 million over the June fundraising period and outspent themselves by $200,000, finishing the month with $3.3 million in debt. You know who we heard from in the first hour? Up Chuck Schumer, who told you that the Democrats were going to be your saviors on the economy. Here's the DNC. The DNC has been sued. The DNC is being sued right now. Bernie Sanders' wife is being investigated. The DNC's in debt $3.3 million. And Up Chuck Schumer wants to be your daddy. He wants to be in charge of the economy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones here on this Sunday. According to Rasmussen polls that have been around for a long time, in the entire history of Rasmussen polls, Americans have never polled happier than they have. 74% say they are very happy. Their rate of life is good or excellent. That's the highest rating in the history of Rasmussen polls. But Trump isn't making America great again, folks. He's failing. Yes, I'm sure. And it's the Democrats with up Chuck Schumer that can't win an election, can't fundraise, can't put together a coherent plan, can't do anything that is going to be the savior. No, they're going to continue to fall flat on their face, and you, the audience, knows it. Let's go out to the audience with some phone calls. We're going to be taking your phone calls here in the second hour. Again, that phone line is 877-789-ALEX. Let's start with Lance in Texas. Go ahead, Lance.
Hey, wow. Number one, huh?
Lead us off.
The world is collectively insane, Owen.
Yeah.
They pay taxes. They fund abortions. They fund the murder of women and children they never met. They don't give a damn.
It's true.
They just go about their lives like nothing happened, like they didn't have a part in it.
Like, well, I mean, Lance, I mean, you know, hey, now hold on a second, Lance. I mean, we got, you know, the new Kardashians are on at 7 p.m. Eastern, so, you know, come on.
Well, I wouldn't know.
Come on, Lance. Come on, Lance. I don't care. I don't care that there's, I don't care that pedophile rings have been involved in the Catholic Church and the United States government. I don't care about that. I just want the Kardashians.
I moved out to the middle of nowhere, East Texas, 9 years ago, not expecting anything, just helping my family out.
Country boy can't survive.
Well, what I found out was it's a lot more efficient to raise your own animals, raise your own...
Grow your own garden?
Yeah, I got a huge garden.
Yeah, you probably, honestly, you probably... Most of the people I know that end up gardening and have big gardens end up having too much produce. They give a lot of it away.
Yeah, and we give a lot of eggs away because I got way too many chickens. I got turkeys. I got guineas. I got everything out here.
So the world's going insane. I would agree with that. The liberal brainwash. You know what, though? Here's an interesting point, though. Here's an interesting point that I actually want to make on that. Because I do agree with you for the most part. Liberalism has become a mental disorder. But it's only in the modern day construct. Because the true liberalism, you know, there's a whole historical construct of liberalism. And then there's a whole modern day liberalism. But the audience understands what I'm getting at. But here's the key thing to me that I think is just a universal fact, at least from my observation. And it kind of goes along with what you're saying. Yes, the world is insane. Yes, people have been brainwashed. Yes, people have been fluoridated into complete capitulation. This is all going on. I have even, in fact, fallen victim to it. But here's the key. Where is a group of people? Show me the group of people. Show me the movement. Show me the momentum for people that are leaving the Republican Party and becoming Democrats. Show me the movement of people that are going from the red pill to the blue pill. Do you understand what I'm saying? So even though there's still mass Stockholm syndrome, even though there's still mass brainwashing, even so there's still this mass, you know, hypnosis that the general population is in, there is hope for them. They can be woke. They can be red-pilled. They can become a patriot. They can become a freedom fighter. They can live in reality. There is hope for these people. They can come back to reality. But on the other side of the spectrum, I don't see it going the other way. I don't see people on our side of the fence. I don't see our people going to Maxine Waters. I don't see any Trump supporter going to up Chuck Schumer. You know what I'm saying? So even though the world is collectively insane, there is hope for them to come around. And then once they come around, they're never going back. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Hey! And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, people have been telling you about this for a long time, and it's really just history repeating itself, except now you have the wind of George Soros or whatever's left of him forcing this The Hungarian PM. Actually, let's start with the story from Associated Press. Hungary's leader, EU and Soros seek to Muslimize Europe. European Union leaders and Hungarian-American billionaire George Soros are seeking a new mixed Muslimized culture, Hungary's anti-migration prime minister said Saturday. They have to throw that anti-migration in there. They can't just say prime minister. They got to always have a little liberal jab, always have a little, you know, a little sieve just to poke you a little bit, just to discredit you when they try to cover you. And then Pamela Geller picked it up today and went with the story. But a lot of people have been talking about this for a long time, the overarching agenda in the Middle East, the clash of civilization, the multiculturalism. And so you've seen what's happening. You know George Soros is behind it. But there was another interesting story that I saw, and David Knight covered that last week, but then there was another weird angle that I saw. This was a story that came out of the Associated Press and then got picked up by Yahoo. Despairing young Italians seek greener pastures abroad. Now, there's been a lot of news coming out of Italy, how the migration problem has reached unprecedented levels. They have so many boats coming in filled with these migrants. They get to the port and they don't even have room at these super ports. Now they're trying to get more ports to bring them in. Now they're actually trying to slow it down. So they know that's going on. They can't find a job. Italians are getting sick of it. You know, Italians, you know, they don't like getting pushed around. But the strange thing I found about this story was that when I went back to the AFP to read it, they had pulled the story. So the original source of the story has pulled the story, but Yahoo hasn't pulled it yet. So it's still on Yahoo. And you know exactly what happened, folks. The editor said, "We can't run that headline. Italy's great. Nobody wants to leave Italy. Multiculturalism is winning. Open borders are winning. Oh, mass migration is winning. There's no cause for concern. Everybody loves Italy. Nobody's leaving. We can't run that story." So they deleted it. But miscommunication, Yahoo still has the story up. So you can still read it if you want to hear about this story and why Italians are struggling to make ends meet, find a life for themselves, and why they want to leave. But if you're the Associated Free Press, well, we're just going to go ahead and have to pull that. That's not politically correct enough for us. Let's go to Judy, who wants to talk about economy. Judy's in Florida. Go ahead, Judy.
Hey, Owen. I think you're doing a great job. I really like listening to you. You just diverted my attention away from the original topic. I'll give it a segue, though. But this is called white flight. What you are describing in the AP article that has been pulled, what's happening in Italy. And
you said it was called white flight?
Yes. Essentially, the whites are going to, you know, they're being displaced at this point. I just got a statistic earlier today that where London was 90% white 70 years ago is now only 40% white. And that's from Tara McCarthy, who is a Londoner that is actually looking to immigrate and stay in the United States. But be that as it may, I mean, that's just something that is going to be a natural occurrence because of all the cultural enrichment. But
yes.
I love this cultural enrichment.
We love our Somalis. We love our cultural enrichment. Riding a knife in our back.
you got that right. What I was going to say about the economy is just, I was listening to Catherine Austin Fitz talk to Greg Hunter recently, and anybody can look up that talk. And I think it's really important what they were saying with each other. Essentially, I think we need to hold Trump's feet to the fire in that he's going to do a wonderful job with our military, and I believe that military spending is important for our nation. But we need to ensure that what has been stolen from us through, like, banker bailouts and what have you, we do reclaim legally, because that was done illegally in order to have those.
Are you talking about the Obama bailouts?
Yeah, essentially.
Okay.
But what needs to be injected back into our
economy. No, you know what? Actually, you know, you actually raise a very unique point that I've never heard anyone raise before. And that is, looking at some of the things Obama did, you could say the Iran deal, and Trump is actually going, it looks like Trump is going to go ahead and certify that Iran deal, something he said he wouldn't, something he said was a bad thing. So, okay, you can raise an issue with that. But, you know, that's a good point. You talk about the banker bailouts. You talk about all these bailouts that Obama has had. You talk about bailing out Obamacare with Freddie and Fannie. So, yeah, that's an interesting point. It's never really been raised. I've never heard anyone raise it. Trump's got his hand. Here's the thing. I'm not just trying to play apologist for Trump. I'm just trying to deal with reality here. Trump's got so many different things going on. I mean, my gosh, I can barely even manage, like, if I've got three stories I'm working on and, like, three different guests I'm trying, like, I can even barely manage that. I can't even imagine what Trump is dealing with. I mean, sleeps 6 hours a day or whatever and deals with thousands of people around the world at the same time. So I don't even know if that's anything that's on his radar. But that's an interesting point, especially with the banker bailout. I mean, my goodness. And these people want to complain all day about getting more money to the people out there that have been disenfranchised. What a bunch of frauds. Anything else, Judy?
Well, I mean, I'm in agreement with what you're saying. I absolutely love Trump. I 100% support him. I don't know how he's getting anything done under the type of pressure and then just the lies in the media.
Yeah, the constant attack on him and his family.
Yeah, and I'm tired of being a Russian, okay? I'm not a Ruski. Mm.
Do you like my Russian tag? Look at my Russian flag tie and my Russian flag lapel and the Russian Kremlin office behind me. Mm-hmm. Wait a second. What's that, Putin?
You're a crazy communist.
Two scoops. I get three scoops today, Putin. Putin says I get three scoops of ice cream today. Wow.
Good boy. But it's ridiculous as to the pressure he is under, but I think he's doing a wonderful job so far. But the economy is really what's most important to me, besides the Muslim invasion.
Well, here's the thing with the economy to me. As long as Trump can get taxes lowered and keep bringing jobs in, I think that the economy will somewhat take care of itself, just because Americans will have an income, they'll have a working income, they can start to buy some nice things that can help grow the economy. They can, you know, now they can have a family. They don't have to be worried about not being able to afford that. So I think that's kind of the way that Trump views economic recovery right now. I'm not sure if he's looking so much at what strings he can pull as far as just bringing people jobs, getting people back to work, getting people good wages so that they can control their own destiny instead of looking at Chuck Schumer to be their daddy. Thank you so much for the call, Judy. Good points from Judy. Let's go to Dan, who is also in Florida. Go ahead, Dan.
Cuck Slayer, what's up?
Just slaying cucks like Chuck Schumer.
I actually met you at Bilderberg this year. I want everybody to know that the InfoWars guys are good guys in real life.
Yeah, that was great. I was really happy to see the support we got out there at Bilderberg.
Yeah, anyway, I do independent research, and there's a lot of key information I've been coming across lately, and I'm having trouble getting it out there. My YouTube videos usually only get a couple hundred views, and my Twitter has been like crazy censored the past few weeks. So I just wanted to call in and get some of this info out.
You got 30 seconds.
So first off, Obama's Twitter account, he is following 629,000 people that, majority of them are locked accounts with only 1 to 3 followers, one of them being the former president. Sounds like a deep state communication network to me.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's hold Dan over, because I've noticed some weirdness about Twitter too, and there has been some strange stuff with that. So we'll hold Dan over. We'll see. We'll try to get a more clear point as to what he's talking about. But there's no doubt. I mean, Twitter, Google, they all are censoring their results that you see. They want to control the optics, folks. They want to control the Overton window. We'll be right back with more of the Alex Jones Show.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is what we have to avoid in the future here, folks. Now, this is a story that Dinesh D'Souza just shared but it's from 2011. Claire McCaskill, a Democrat senator from Missouri, a witch of a woman, hates men. McCaskill to pay back taxes on plane. Senator Claire McCaskill, who has said that men just need to shut up, said Monday she will sell, this is again from 2011, said she will sell her private plane and pay $287,000 in 4 years of back taxes. So it's nice that this Democrat senator just has that lucrative cash just sitting around, just chilling, just sitting around. Senator McCaskill, she's just got this cash ready to go from back taxes, just like most of these Democrats. And the story goes on and it talks about this plane and how they avoided taxes on this plane. And then all the money that was shelled out by the state of Missouri for her to go on these vacations to the tune of more than $500,000. So she really owes the state of Missouri more than just those back taxes. But then, of course, leave it to Claire McCaskill to blame her husband. It was all her husband's fault. She wanted nothing to do with it. She didn't know what was going on. And then she convinced her husband, I have convinced my husband to sell the damn plane, McCaskill said after telling him to shut up, probably. I will never step plate on that. So, but here's the story, guys. This happened in 2011. Claire McCaskill has been elected again. She has been elected since this story broke. Folks, it's time to stop electing crooked politicians, okay? It's time to stop. It is time to hold yourself accountable as a member of the voting community of this republic. How can you vote for Claire McCaskill again? How can you vote for Paul Ryan? How can you vote? I mean, Maxine Waters, Chuck Schumer. The list goes on and on and on. I am just hoping, I am praying every night that in 2018, America wakes up and we finally make Congress great again. And we do the right thing in this election, just like we did electing Trump, instead of this wicked witch of the West, Hillary Clinton. Let's let Dan, finish your point on Obama Twitter weirdness, and we got to get to some more calls. Go ahead, Dan.
Sure. Well, so I was looking at Obama's Twitter account. He follows 629,000 people, and the majority of them are random locked accounts that you can't view publicly, that only have like one, two, or three followers, one of them being Obama. It seems like some sort of deep state communication network. Also, you were talking about the paid protesters earlier. Through my research, I found that most of these stem from a group called Fund for the Public Interest. One of the heads of this group is a man named Adam Rothschild, which is a very interesting last name, right? Anyway, his only other job was working for an art gallery, and the owner of that art gallery sits on a political board with none other than Chucky Crocodile Pierce Schumer, who we have seen dining and drinking on multiple occasions recently with Alex Soros.
Oh, yeah. Soros is big time hamming it up with these big, big Democrats up there. Was it the same type of art that Tony Podesta's into?
I didn't look that far into it, but that's actually, I am going to look into that now.
Yeah, absolutely. And then tweet it at me. I mean, you can be into whatever art you want, Tony Podesta. I don't care if you're into art with young children's hands tied behind their backs. I mean, that's Tony Podesta's art choice. I mean, you know, he has every right to have weird art that depicts children being in weird, torturous positions. That's what Tony Podesta likes, not me. That's John Podesta's brother. So thank you for the call, Dan. Look into that and tweet that at me. Let's go out to O'Brien in Maryland. Go ahead, O'Brien.
Yes, hello. For those who know, I called in here back in the 3rd of July to leave a point about Trump going out to Hillary Clinton. I told everybody to pretty much, you know, wait until like second or third term, because if he goes after these guys, they kind of might actually panic and start blocking him whenever he can.
I think I hear the point you're making, and that's, well, I would say that we need to give Trump 4 years to before we really fully judge his presidency. I'm not sure we have a good connection, so let's go ahead and move on from O'Brien. I think that's what he was saying. I'm not sure if I understood what he was saying, But that's kind of how I feel. I mean, when I look at things that Trump does that I don't necessarily agree with, or not even that. It's more stuff that you sit here and you say, why isn't Trump doing that? Why hasn't Trump done that? And I say, well, there's still time. You know, there still could be inner workings going on. So for those type of issues, I just want to wait it out. And we'll see when Trump's done being president what he did or did not do and then choose to scrutinize that. But right now, uniting America behind Trump is what is best for this country. Let's go to John in Wisconsin. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, how you doing, Owen?
Doing fine.
Hey, listen, Chucky Schumer, I saw on either Fox or one of the other cable news outlets, they had a billboard set up with all the usual Democratic mouthpieces, including Hillary, which is Chuck Schumer, Pocahontas, you know, all them, about the new Democratic Party and what they're going to be doing.
Here's the thing about the Democrats that you have to understand, especially true for their constituents. They don't live in reality. So the Democrats are already dead. The Democrat Party is already dead. They will not have any more victories. Now, whether they try to reinvent themselves or a new party emerges is what we'll have to wait and find out. But the Democrats as a party are dead. They're $3.3 million in debt. The DNC is being sued for fraud. Most Democrats that have a good head on their shoulder can now see how Bernie got screwed, see how the DNC was rigged, and see how corrupt everything involved was. So the Democrats are dead. They can deny they're dead. Their constituents can deny they're dead, but they're dead. Is that all, John?
No, I was going to comment, too. I was going through the page this morning and the article about the change in the way they're going to be holding for the news outlets.
And press briefings?
No. I had a brain fart. There's a picture of Spicer right up at the top of the page. I wonder if anybody else besides me noticed that he had his American flag on his left lapel upside down.
You're saying Spicer had his lapel on upside down?
He had the flag upside down on his left lapel, yeah.
When was that?
It was on your article on InfoWars webpage about the transition.
Okay. All right, we'll pull that up. That's interesting. I didn't notice that. I'm not sure if there's a store to that or not. But they're saying that this is the new Trump shakehouse in the White House to bring in outsiders. Sean Spicer was an insider. Scaramucci, whether you like him or not, was an outsider. So is this start of the move to drain the swamp with the insiders, with the outsiders? We'll find out more of your calls on their side.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Last week of July specials at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the start of the last week of July, so take advantage of these specials. Some great prices right now. Silver Bullet is $9.95. That is a steal. That is 66% off retail price. The new Strawberry Caveman, 25% off retail. The new flavor, Strawberry, in stock now. And, of course, you can actually get a Caveman combo. You can get the chocolate and you can get the strawberry for 25% off as well. That's a combo pack. There's the protein combo pack, also 25% off. You get a container of the new True Whey protein, as well as the Caveman bone broth. Big products, also big savings. How about the Pro Pure Traveler? That is a water filter that is 30% off right now. How about an air filter? The Alexa Pure Breeze, 25% off right now. I use the Alexa Pure Breeze in my apartment. It is a great tool. You can really notice a difference in the quality of air in your domicile when you have the Alexa Pure Breeze. Knockout, 50% off Knockout. That's $14.95 right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Just take a look at our wide range of products, all kinds of specials, all kinds of packages. And it is the last week of July specials right now running with super discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. Be sure to take advantage of that. Just to, in regards to the last caller talking about the picture of Sean Spicer with his lapel pin upside down, it does appear that whatever picture you were talking about and the report probably do not correlate. It was most likely a picture that was taken from some other date that we used on the story. And the pin was probably just most likely upside down just by chance and not on purpose. So just wanted to address that. Now let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Wild in Wisconsin.
Hey, Owen. Hey, Alex. I was just wondering, Owen, your opinion on Trump's uncle.
What uncle? I don't even know. The one that was with Tesla or whatever?
The MIT professor, yes.
The one who worked with Tesla?
He got all of Tesla's trunks of inventions afterward. He got first.
So, all right, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Are you trying to take me down the rabbit hole with this guy?
Oh, no. No, if I was going to take you down a rabbit hole, I'd tell you.
Well, all I will say is I can't really comment on Trump's uncle much. But what I will say is the connection to Tesla is very funny in a good way. I think it's cool that there was that connection. And then what you just mentioned about his inventions. And if, you know, Donald Trump is a time traveler, as people like to rumor on the internet, or perhaps Barron Trump is a time traveler. Here's all I say. It's funny. It's fun. You know, people are following it. But I will tell you. Have you heard of the book Barron Trump's Magical Mystery Adventures with his dog Bulger? Have you heard of this?
Yes. I think it's more coincidences. You know, you look for 777, you'll find it everywhere.
So it is odd, though. I mean, what are the odds? It's meme magic. And I will tell you, I've actually ordered a copy of that book. It was published in 1889. It was very hard to get a hand on this book, folks. It was very hard to... Author is Ingersoll Lockwood. He printed a series of four books about Barron Trump's magical mystery adventures. There's a meme on the internet about Barron Trump being a time traveler. And then he published a book in 1896 called The Last President. And in that book, he hints to a major cruise liner ship crashing into an iceberg, something that had never happened in history. And he mentions the first victims of leftist communist rioting in the streets being against a hotel on Fifth Avenue in New York. That's Trump Hotel. And again, this was published in 1896. So pretty amazing coincidences by this author, Ingersoll Lockwood, that I actually enjoy sci-fi fantasy writing. I actually enjoyed his writing. So it was amazing. He writes about this guy, Barron Trump. But yeah, that's pretty much all I know about that stuff. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Well, I think it's important that he should address it because it's like connected to the energy crisis, the healthcare. We're living in Tesla's world, the polyphase generator.
Well, yeah. I mean, Nikola Tesla created the modern day electrical generators and grid. Yes.
Radio transmission, RF signals, X-rays, all Tesla stuff. And, I think it's pretty much the panacea because free energy, unlimited energy, which was Tesla's magnum opus, would pretty much knock down the globalists. They would, you'd hit them in every wallet.
Well, we know that they've been suppressing, medical breakthroughs, energy breakthroughs. That just what happens when you have so much power to control the market and to stop anything from infiltrating it. But Trump said in his inaugural address that we're gonna find these things out together. We're gonna find the mysteries of the universe together. So, maybe he is gonna come through on that in the first 4 years of his presidency. I was told in the break that he said on the Alex Jones show when he came on to give him a year. So we're about halfway there. So we'll continue to monitor that. But yeah, his uncle's relation to Tesla has created a lot of meme magic, and it's introduced me magically to an author I ended up enjoying from the late 1800s. So thank you for that call, Wild from Wisconsin. Let's go to Derek in Nebraska. All right, Derek, you are up. Go ahead, Derek.
taking my call. I just want to,
first and foremost, I just thank you, but you and Alex and everyone at Infowars do. You guys are the tip of the spear for sure. But I just want to go and kind of talk about
with, you know, the Trump agenda. Everybody seems to be criticizing him, especially on the right. Oh, he's not getting nothing done. He's not getting nothing done. I actually worked on Capitol Hill, and I actually just left a couple months ago, but I worked there. And it's not just Trump versus the Democrats. It's Trump versus absolutely almost everyone in that entire swamp of D.C. And, I mean, the fact that he's going against tens of thousands of people, 100 senators who almost all of them hate him, and 435 congressmen that are against him, I think it's remarkable what he's done so far.
Well, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. We need to make Congress great again in 2018, and it's going to be up to us to stop the obstructionists or the Democrats by electing the right people in 2018 that want to get behind Trump's agenda, get behind the Make America Great Again movement. That doesn't mean they have to want to see eye to eye with Trump on everything, but at least the America First policy, that would be nice.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all of these politicians, or at least most of them, they don't really want America to succeed. They don't want to pass tax reform. They don't want to clearly repeal Obamacare. You know,
there's a dozen other things, or they could be corrupt and they're worried for their own, you know, political future, or perhaps they're just a dead duck politician and they don't think they can get reelected, so they're worried about that. You know, there's all different angles, but you're definitely right. And you know, the weird thing of it is, I don't know if you've been following the Dr. Shiva Iyaduray versus Deal in the Republican primaries in Massachusetts. I don't know if you've been following that and some of the weirdness that's been going on with the media there, Photoshop pictures, just weird stuff. And what Dr. Shiva is saying, he thinks he's dealing with the swamp that a lot of other people haven't realized yet, that Republicans are going to foist up people for Senate and for Congress in 2018 that are fake Trumpers to get them elected. But then once they get in, they'll be nothing but obstructionists. So that's something that we got to keep our eye on, too. So good points, Derek. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Mackenzie in South Carolina. All right, Mackenzie, go ahead.
Hello?
Yep.
Oh, hello. Well, what I was originally wanting to come up, one of the first things was this whole Roger Stone Soros bull. And I haven't really heard about whether he has sued him yet. I was wondering, is he going to sue him yet? Or is he just going to let it flow until something else happens with that?
You know, I'm sure Roger will be on this week to address that. I think that they had sued him. I don't know what litigation processes that they were currently in the, you know, undergoing in order to get that through. But my guess is that they will not send it. They will not end up suing him because they don't want him to testify in court.
Oh, and then another thing I wanted to address was the whole millennials, why do they happen to come? Hello?
Yeah, finish your point. 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah, millennials come because they think that the LGBT community is going to get genocided by Trump when that's not the case. He just wants prosperity.
Yeah, more lies from the media. That's all the media does, from MSNBC to CNN.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Final week of July specials, folks. I got a whole book of specials here. It's ridiculous. We introduce new products. We introduce them at 25% off. Silver Bullet, 66% off. Caveman, 25% off. Pro Pure Water Filter, 30% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, 25% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 33% off. Knockout, 50% off. Prostaguard, 33% off. T-shirts, including Conservatism is the new counterculture. Or that's the mug, limited offer mug. Conservative is the new counterculture mug. Limited time, 33% off. Myco ZX, 46% off. DNA Force, 20% off. The list goes on and on and on. Go to our website, Infowarsstore.com. You support this broadcast. You support Free Press. And you get a great product at a great price. Some final stories I'm going to mention here before we close out the callers. Callers, please make it quick. Get to your points. Here's a story. In Chicago, women worried about violence join gun club. And it tells a very powerful story about 71-year-old Marietta Crowder. She has rheumatoid arthritis, and she lives in Chicago, and she is now taking gun training to learn how to use a firearm to protect herself And I salute that. That is the answer to gun violence, is protecting yourself with a gun. And that's just been proven time and time again. That's why you call a police officer when you're in trouble. Do Nothing Congress reaches 200 days with Obamacare and massive taxes still in place. Yes, that's the Do Nothing Congress. That's the obstructionist Congress led by Paul Ryan, led by Chuck Schumer. This is the swamp. These are the people that have to go. They promised that they would repeal Obamacare. They ran on that for 7 years. They lied. They did nothing. New Hampshire Democrats ban mainstream media from Maxine Waters' appearance. I love this story. The irony is so rich in this, you could cut it with a dull knife. Maxine Waters literally complains every day. The Democrats complain every day when the mainstream media isn't allowed into their little press gaggles, or that Sean Spicer doesn't invite everybody on for a video press briefing. Oh, but here's the New Hampshire Democrats banning media from Maxine Waters' appearance. Shocking. Wondering what they were trying to hide. Let's go to Jesse in Virginia. Go ahead, Jesse.
Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. What's up, Owen? How you doing?
I can't believe that this is the final segment of the show, just 2 hours in. Time flies by. I could be on for hours with y'all.
Yeah, it does fly, man. Hey, I was just calling, man. I know it's kind of far-fetched. It's far out, but hey, man, Alex Jones, 2024, baby. 2024. Is there not anybody else that's talking about politics, about the news, about the world, about countries? Who knows more about this world that's pro all of us who want the Trump agenda, who wants prosperity? And Alex Jones.
Look, man, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I hear what you're saying. If Alex is, Alex doesn't want to be a politician. I don't blame him. Okay. I wouldn't want to be a politician. And you got to understand that even though Trump has been under such scorn, such scrutiny, such attack, folks, I mean, even myself, I mean, I'm not sitting here acting like I'm some sort of a bad guy, but I mean, my God, I can only imagine the attacks that would be coming against me if I was to run for any office. I would want nothing to do with that, and they would be bad. I mean, so it's just like, you know, is it worth it? Do you really want to deal with that? And I don't know. I don't think Alex does. I don't blame him, and I think he's more effective right here in Austin, Texas on the Alex Jones Show. But I don't know. Alex Jones 2024, that's what Jesse in Virginia says. Let's go to Greg in Missouri. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Owen, thanks for taking the call. And I got to say, I got to talk about this Spicer to Scaramucci transition. I think it's laughable that he's being portrayed as an outsider. He's given money to Obama, to Clinton, endorsed Jeb Bush. He's been rubbing elbows with all kinds of big-time players. If you just go look at the conferences he hosted as the head of Skybridge Capital. And he did the same InfoWars, not you specifically, Owen, but Roger Stone did the same thing with Cohn and Mnuchin, said that they would be the Goldman Sachs bankers that would follow Donald Trump's orders. And I'm just wondering.
Oh, no, I hear what you're saying. I'll go along with that train of thought. And he also was on Fox News in 2015 bashing Donald Trump. I believe he called him a con man. The way I see it, though, is if these guys really want to play ball and they really want to be on Trump's team and he believes that, then I think that they at least deserve a chance. Now, maybe he could end up being another member of the swamp, maybe not. But I think the reason that Trump put him in there is because he views him as, maybe he's been rubbing elbows with these guys, but you know, he's never really been a total member of the swamp. I don't know. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. But I hear what you're saying. You raise good points. But if he's on our team now, I think that that's a winning equation. Final comment, Greg.
Doubt, and I think it's laughable. I think you guys should at least be honest about these people instead of trying to portray them as something they're not. That's it. And
well, what do you think Scaramucci is going to do?
Well, I think the Scaramucci's probably got very much in line of a policy and agenda that represents what his predecessors represented, much like how the tax policies that Cohn and Mnuchin, a lot of the domestic economic policies, not regarding trade deals, but as far as, you know, tax deals, what, who gets what kind of taxes, that falls in.
Well, here's the thing. He's not in there for policy. He's not in there because he has any agenda. He is in there to dictate communication between the White House and the press, dictate a news cycle. That is his job. So that is what Trump put him in there for. We'll see if he ends up going towards Obama policies or not. But they're fair points, Greg. I'm not ignoring what you're saying. I'm just more along the lines of a we'll see. But I know what you're saying. I'm not discounting that. Let's go to Dez, final caller of the day. Go ahead, Dez.
Hey, Owen, first off, sharp tie.
I'm calling in today to talk about the rise of akathisia, akathisia being a neuropsychiatric side effect due to increasing lithium. And I just want to bring people's attention to it and say, you know what, is it something they're putting in the water? We know through...
Well, lithium, they're spraying lithium in the air. I believe it's part of the aerosol climate change thing, or geoengineering. I believe lithium is part of that.
Well, we know lithium causes akathisia. It's so prevalent now, they're starting to advertise akathisia-related TV commercials. So it's just another tool in the control matrix, and it's something I think people should be aware of. Maybe go out, buy EcoScience.
Oh, well, wait a second. Oh, wait a second, Dez. Didn't you hear Chuck Schumer earlier? Chuck Schumer, he's got your back, bro.
Does he? What's he saying?
Chuck Schumer, he's going to watch out for these big drug companies, man. He's going to keep them under control.
Oh, sure. Well, I'd like to see that. You know, that's the epidemic we're facing here. Everyone, they're off-label writing psychotropic medicines for everything.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Sir, Dez,
yes,
are you saying you don't trust Chuck Schumer?
I don't think I do. No. I don't trust Big Pharma. I don't trust
Trust Big Pharma? Come on, Dez. The side effects are not that bad. Death? Blindness? Guillain-Barré? I mean, come on.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, I'd like to spend a week in the ICU.
Yeah, what's the big deal? It's paid for by Obamacare. What?
It's bad, you know, and it just makes you wonder, was something like the Flint incident, was that, you know, engineered? Is that a control grid kind of takeover?
You know what? Thank you for that call. I'm glad. We're going to end it with that. Speaking of engineered, speaking of controlled takeover, an anonymous user posted on a website named Swordfish saying that he has damning evidence of Hollywood pedophiles, music industry pedophiles, Washington, D.C. pedophiles. And apparently this anonymous white hat hacker is set to release this evidence in the next 24 hours against these industries if none of his four demands are met. None of this person's four demands are going to be met. Everybody is sending this to me on Twitter. Everybody who's connected into the Reddits and the 4chans and some of those websites are all talking about this user who put this on poll. This was the first thing that came to my mind because, you know, I can't really report on this stuff. There's not much there, at least for me to report on factually. But what came to my head when I started reading this and when I started to see the response was, first of all, why wouldn't you just release that stuff to begin with? And then this person says he can't yet. He wants to be controlled. He wants to have it go out the right way or whatever. But my train of thought took me in a different direction because, of course, everybody sees this. Everybody wants it to be true. They want these people to be exposed. They want this whole Pizzagate, Pedogate thing to come to a conclusion, and they want to see some justice. But I thought of a different angle because this again, some anonymous user on a website claiming they have this and says that they're going to dox a bunch of celebrities. They're going to put out a bunch of personal and private information on these celebrities. So my mind actually went in a different direction. Watch out for a false flag here, folks. Watch out for a false flag. Beware of somebody doxing a bunch of celebrities, doxing a bunch of politicians, claiming it's the alt-right, claiming it's free press, claiming they're trying to stop pedophiles. And then here comes big old government to take control of the internet because all these celebrities and all these politicians just got doxed and it was nothing more than a false flag. So keep your ears pinned back, folks. We've got a war going on right now for the future of this country. We've got a war going on for truth. And it's up to you to make sure that we are victorious. And we are right now. You stay classy, Info Warriors.